This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world is in the middle of an epic struggle that is heated up to white-hot levels between individual citizens and nation-states and against a global government establishing a worldwide tyranny that it calls a technocracy. They admit they are authoritarian, and the whole Davos meeting is kicking off. As we speak, George Soros says the EU is on the verge of breakdown. Oh, my gosh, I've been telling people that for at least 6 years, saying it would happen in the next decade. And our guests have been saying it for at least 6 years, including former high-level directors of operations inside the CIA. Like Steve Buchanan has told you. Oh, but see, you get the news of 6 years from now today. Oh, but George Soros is telling me now. It's on Infowars.com. And again, it's not bragging. They're trying to shut us down. They're saying we're fake news everywhere. I don't like having to sit here and say, oh, look, we told you this 6 years ago. Oh, look, we told you this 10 years ago. Oh, look, we told you this 15 years ago. Oh, look, 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 oh, look. But we're under attack because we're on target. I know you know more than I do about all this stuff. That's why you've got to get out there and speak out, because the war just kicked into high gear. They're launching their counteroffensives. Things are getting crazy. By the way, Trump did deliver yesterday. He did have his fake news awards, but he didn't do it in a video format. He did it by putting out a press release. I know the argument is you're presidential, sir. You can't stoop to this level. That's why they're trying to keep him from fireside chats. No. Roosevelt would go on and say what people were saying about him, you know, that was true or not true. So this is what the president needs to do. The idea that it's authoritarian. The idea that it is evil for the president to punch back when they lie about him is authoritarian, is Stalinistic, like Jeff Flake has been out spouting and putting out. DrudgeReport.com has linked to Infowars.com with the results of the 2017 Fake News Awards, because we had the most extensive, thanks to the great work of Adan Salazar, Kit Daniels, and the rest of the amazing crew. We're going to also add to that our own boil down of the award shows and the video graphic you just saw us rolling that shows the awards in order. So when we come back, we're going to do that. We're going to go through the awards here. And then I said that we would announce the winners of our People's Choice Award. Those of you that nominated, the person that ended up matching up basically with the president gets $2,000. The person that matched up with the second one gets $1,000. And then a set of steak knives, and folks are going to get mad because we took like 100 calls or more. A lot of people said the same things. So we're just picking who was the most cogent, most focused, and got it out there. You were all great. It was amazing calls. We didn't get it announced last night because we were still waiting until like, you know, 7 o'clock or whatever for the president to put out the fake news awards. He's got a lot on his plate. You can tell production wise they didn't have time to do TV. So they put out the press release that we've added to and Added some video and other graphs and things too on Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and DrudgeReport.com has it right there, easy to find on the left hand side. I'm going to retweet the winner of the 2017 Fake News Awards from the president. We're going to put that out again on Twitter right now at Real Alex Jones to make it easy for you to find. Stay with us. We're going to go through these announcements coming up and so much more. There's been, well, just wait till I get to the big news when we come back. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night I saw reports on ZeroHedge.com and on DrudgeReport.com reporting that the FBI is investigating the Clinton Foundation and millions that was improperly handled out of just the Australian sector. Billions and billions was given. So I ferreted in to the information that had been released by the FBI, and it just hit me this morning. So we have an article that Dr. Jerome Corsi's written for InfoWars.com. We have a tendency here in the real media to kind of downplay big things. But when they're big, you need to play them up because they're big. We saw 3 weeks ago the criminal investigation reopened under a new group, not a bunch of Clinton appointees and Clinton sycophants and minions and toadies and butt boys. Okay? So that's a new criminal investigation. Got almost no coverage, including here. We mentioned it, talked about it, boom, moved on. Then another criminal investigation got announced a couple of weeks ago into Uranium One. New indictments of the very people connected to the Clintons and to the deal. They're now following down the FBI original investigation and the informants and the people that did a great job at the Bureau who were stopped by Mueller and then Comey subsequently. That's all on record. So that's a second criminal investigation that's been opened. New criminal investigation because the last two were spiked. And then the other big one. They reopened the criminal investigation into the secret server. The foundation, which is the money laundering, the secret service, that's the Dropbox, the secret server in her bathroom, the Dropbox, the database, her parallel government. She was co-president with Obama. The Democrats admit that. So you've got the secret server in the bathroom. You've got the money laundering in the foundation, pay per play. And then you've got Uranium One. That's the trifecta. Three criminal investigations of Hillary Rodham Clinton and William Jefferson Clinton. But he's only on the hook so far for the foundation. She's in there for Uranium One and the other. And he was involved in Uranium One as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, the story is on InfoWars.com. It is extremely, 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 extremely important. And I hope that everybody gets it out. Now, again, we might even change this headline because it gets into criminal investigation open into the Clintons' pay per play. And that's basically what all three of these get into, and they all intersect together. But the real headline here is three new criminal investigations have been opened into the Clintons' criminal activity and their crime syndicate. That's the takeaway. That's the news hiding in plain view that I guess mainstream media hadn't made a big deal about it, so even InfoWars doesn't. Because a lot of times we kind of ourselves kind of toady along behind them, you know. Whatever their big story is, we kind of give our two cents on it or punditry. That's not what made InfoWars great. That's not what made us change the world. It's not what made you change the world. It's going out and doing original reporting, or a government document gets released by the Pentagon admitting Obama's plans to put Americans in FEMA camps. Well, a lot of folks didn't cover it because it sounded crazy, but it was real. We broke it. They had to admit it was real. But no one wanted to touch it because it sounded so crazy. Well, if what the enemy's doing is crazy, if what the globalist is doing is crazy, then we have to report it whether or not the media attacks us, because it's our job when we learn in 2006 that Samsung and Google and all these platforms were using hidden cameras and microphones, both hidden and in plain view, to watch and listen to you, and they were selling the data. So what if we got attacked for being crazy to push that out there first? Now it's ubiquitous. They admit it, and they were doing it back then, just like we told you, because we had their internal engineering documents. And then later, their own internal, but not secret, investor shareholder reports. Shareholders, we're doing quite good in 2006. We're patented and we're rolling out system-wide with people that have Google enabled on their dashboards, and we're watching and listening to them and selling the data to third parties. Plain black and white. They didn't deny it. So, I'm going to explain to the Washington Times. It has an article out almost every 2 days attacking yours truly. And I think they do a lot of good work, but they've got some people embedded in there that are bad news. Going, a lot of establishment Republicans and people and, you know, don't want to be on the fringe like InfoWars or Breitbart or whatever. But you know, Breitbart's trying to be more establishment. We don't want to be establishment. That means we repeat old news watered down off teleprompters. That's not what we do here. You don't change the world chasing somebody else's story. You change the world like Matt Drudge did, getting the intel. Mainstream media had it. They didn't want to run with it. He put it out, so they were forced to report it. And that's really what InfoWars' main job is. You don't think the Secret Service hadn't gone to the Wall Street Journal and hadn't gone to others and said Hillary's having convulsions every 45 minutes and has a black ambulance. They all went to the media. None of them would touch it. So they came to us and said, just follow her around. She's got a medical tent. She's falling down every 45 minutes. We don't know what it is. We're not giving you medical information, but we don't know. I know through our sources, his brain tumor was removed back in 2013. Took her over a year to recover. And she's got serious brain tumors, okay? But, again, we went out, we caught her, Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz caught her collapsing in a tent, but didn't get it on video. She was inside the tent for an hour. Emergency stretchers going in. But, hey, a week later, on September 11th, she fell like a ton of bricks, symbolically. Because they helped protect and shield Al-Qaeda and a lot more. And the media cut it off when she fell down. And said she only stumbled and that we lied. But it didn't matter. You could go see it for yourself as well. So it's our job, really, to keep clips like this in the future where they try to remove them off the web and say, no, here it is, and re-upload it. That's your job. It's my job. It's our job to go, no, you said Obamacare would be free. Here's where you said it. Or you said the doctor, you can keep it. It's our job at every level to just document reality, put it out there many times without even editorializing on it, so that reality can stand there in the annals. We are here to keep libraries of information. We are here to keep it on hard drives. We are here because they want the World Wide Web to be nothing but a giant grid. They want the World Wide Web to be nothing but a huge cloud where they all have your data so they can go in and erase whatever they want en masse. Google can hit one button And in a matter of minutes, every Alex Jones video with my voice print on the internet would be removed, or they could even just block out what I've said. In a matter of minutes, they can hit one button and everything I've ever done on Google is erased. Everything. That's the control they've got. And they're now launching the algorithms. And they can do it to me, they can do it to you. So we're in a real war here. They're trying to make us obsolete. They're trying to make us totally domesticated. And that's why knowing how to farm and knowing how to garden and knowing how to machine shop and knowing how to gunsmith and knowing how to skin a buck and run a trot line and knowing how to be a good person and knowing how to work hard and knowing how to communicate and knowing how to have community, that's the secret, is the resurgence of a world based on building a good future for humanity, not one where the globalists have decided we're a fungus that has to be removed so they can have more parkland for themselves. Because that decision's been made, and Elon Musk and many others are now warning you exactly as I told you. And they're now being attacked. Because if you aren't anti-human and you're just a sane person who doesn't want to kill everybody, you're the bad guys. So, when we come back, Trump did announce the awards. We've got them from his Twitter, the video. He didn't present it as video, but there's a video presentation. We're going to show on the other side and give out his awards. We're going to mesh that with our three top awards for listeners that nominated things that matched up with Trump.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And, of course, first year, Trump philosophy, salvage. Next year, lay waste to the criminals and the malcontents and the slobs and the globalists and the backstabbers and the double dealers. Sooner or later, going to cut you down. You can go on for a long time. Go on for a long time, but sooner or later, going to cut you down. And so Trump, with a full plate, did deliver the 2017 Fake News Awards that he picked, and he put out a press release that DrudgeReport.com decided to link to our posting of it because it has some graphics and videos and things that are added. So right now, we're going to go over the president's video graphic presentation. It wasn't the president in person doing it, but they put together some nice awards that for TV viewers I'll be able to see. Radio listeners, I will now describe those. Trump announces 2017 Fake News Award winners. And a lot of folks would start, you know, at number 10 or number 11 and count down. We're not doing that. We're just going to take you right to the kingpin. The New York Times' Paul Krugman claimed on the day of President Trump's historic landslide victory that the economy would never recover. And he said 3.0 growth was impossible. It's now on its way to 3.3. It's at 3.3, set to hit 7 to 10 within 1 year. So absolute, total, and complete turnaround. Number one, Paul Krugman saying that you would never bring the economy back. And, you know, I think I'm the only person yesterday during that four-hour transmission that I did that said that the fake news saying that he'd never bring the economy back and that he'd never get over a 3% growth rate. Who would have thought? See, Trump cares most about delivering to you, and that means putting money in your pocket and have good jobs and a good future. Because you got to have a job to feel good and to not just sit there on welfare and be a ruined person. You look at the animals that get domesticated, you know, out in parks you feed them. They're obese, they're mentally ill, they're hateful, they're absolutely, you know, out of control, whether it's monkeys or squirrels. Well, look what it does to people. So, another curveball from the Trumpster in the Trump dimension, where he goes with the economy about you, betting you'd fail. No, we had one caller that said Trump bet on America. They said we'd fail, but Trump bet on America, and we had brought the economy back. We had one caller. What was his name or her name? It was a man. So we're choosing who's winning now from the people's choice that lines up with Trump's. I think that's the best way to judge it. So, Paul Krugman says markets will never recover from Trump. Dow hits record high, 26,000. I think right there, that is absolutely on target. Not just the Russiagate, because that's all fake about Trump. Not other things, but the economy, stupid. Wow, that's smart. So, number two, ABC News, Brian Ross chokes. Now, I thought this would be number one or number two, and sends markets in a downward spiral with false report. ABC demotes Brian Ross after he lied and said that basically, well, we've got Joy Behar celebrating it. Can we cue that video up, maybe? Where she goes into convulsions of unabandoned, delicious glee. We've got the word. He worked with the Russians. Trump lied. Oh. And then Morning Joe, they're all going to prison now. They're all going to prison. Here, yeah, let's play her one more time. Here's Joy Behar putting out the fake news from Mr. Ross.
Welcome back to the show.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians.
Yay! Yay, he's a traitor. We can screw up the economy and stop the recovery. Yay, we're going to F the country over. Woo! With a big lie. None of it's true. Turn those sea hags off. Thank you. So continuing, CNN falsely reported that candidate Donald Trump and his son Donald J. Trump had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. Totally fake. They were months-old documents. And I was the first, by the way, because I just have a memory. I'm not bragging. To go, right when that all broke, we were on the air when that broke. And I was like, wait a minute. That's not true. Those documents were out. They were being doled out for months before, but those particular ones almost 3 weeks before. So again, WikiLeaks provided the president's son the secret code key to release WikiLeaks. BS, baloney, bravo, Sierra. And like our listeners were saying, CNN with all of its crap hole comments, I did coin it. I'm glad Hannity's gone with it. He may not even know we coined it here. But I said, you know, CNN is the S bleep hole network. And I said, and they run the chicken bleep dimension, the chicken SH-T. And I said, see, they're allowed to cuss, but we're not because the regulators won't touch them. They're God, you see. I don't even want to cuss, but the fact is we should be able to if they can. It's not fair. But they are now known as the SH-T network. That's a really good name for them. And that's what comes out of the mouth of all of them when they get on the show and they go, I'm a proud holder. I'm a proud Holder. And that's Phil Mudd's new name is Phil Holer Mudd. And I guess that's why his last name's Mudd. Who would have known it? I guess it translates into pile of steaming, you know what? Excuse me. That's what they're talking about here. CNN falsely reported candidate Donald Trump and his son, Jr., had access to hacked documents from WikiLeaks. More balderdash. Number five, we'll get to that in a minute. Number four, Time falsely reported that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King Jr. from the Oval Office. So that was a good one. And they were in the room with it. There was even video of it in the room. And again, that's the same CNN people that said that Trump didn't really visit Scalise. Remember that? Number five, Washington Post falsely reported the president's massive sold-out rally in Pensacola, Florida was empty. Dishonest reporter showed pictures of empty arena hours before crowds started pouring in. They did that on the inauguration day, too. New York Times guilty of large screw-up on climate change story. And it just goes on and on and on. We're going to... I think they skipped a page on this, Murphy's Law. But ha-ha, there's no need to fear. I have a backup right here. So let's move on to number six now here, ladies and gentlemen. Number five, Washington Post falsely reported that President's massive sold-out rally in Pensacola, Florida was empty. Dishonest reporter showed it hours before people had been let in. Number six, CNN falsely edited a video to make it appear President really defiantly dumped the fish into the koi pond despite doing it incrementally like the Japanese leader did. But in truth, he copied the Japanese leader with total precision. We'll be back with the rest.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Michael Schneider. I feel like I know this guy for 20 years. He's been on so many times via Skype, running for Congress, involved in all sorts of political systems and education, the economiccollapseblog.com, michaelschneiderforcongress.com. We're going to talk about 2018. Really, if you think 2016 was key, 2017 was amazing. 2018 is to infinity and beyond. This is sudden death overtime and not in a football game for the future of the Republic and the world. There is not a more critical year than 2018, not just in my analysis, but countless others. We'll talk about that with Michael Schneider here in just a moment and get his take on it. But first, finishing up, if you just tuned in, I went a little bit over and didn't finish up going over the president's choice of fake news awards, the worst fake news in 2017, and he did release a press release yesterday. The media had said that he wasn't, that he was choking, there was no fake news, so how could he possibly have that? And, of course, he chose, Michael, so I'm going to kind of go back through these and hit the last few. Paul Krugman, as the economist of the New York Times, saying you'll never get above 3%, you'll never get the 3%, you'll never get the tax cuts, you'll never get any of it. America's done. We're going into a depression, and all the other big pundits said it, and now the stock market's at 26,000. We're at 3.3 growth rate. Most economists say we're going to hit 7 in the next year or so if this continues. The globalists are in total panic mode, and I'm glad Trump didn't choose fake Russiagate, even though all the callers, and even I thought that's where he'd go. A few callers got it right. They said, look, we turned the economy around. Trump did that. He was the leader in that. And so that's number one. And boy, doesn't that rub it in Paul Krugman's face.
Absolutely, Alex. And you know what? Before Trump came in, we had not had a year of 3% growth since the middle of the Bush administration. You know, Barack Obama, he was the only president in U.S. history never to have a single year of 3% growth. And he had two terms to try to get it done. And so President Trump is turning things around. We got tax reform through, lowered the corporate tax rate on par with the rest of the world, which was so key. And just today, I picked up a newspaper on my way up from the hotel, and Apple's bringing the production. They're bringing facilities back to the United States. They're going to be paying some taxes, and that's because of Trump. If Hillary had gotten in, no telling what would have happened.
And admittedly, Trump has reportedly called Cook more than 20 times and said, man, be nice to America. Bring some stuff back, dude. Why are you out to get the country? You got hundreds of factories in China. Bring something here, bro.
Yeah, and we need to start bringing manufacturing back to China, because since 2001, more than 70,000 manufacturing facilities have left this country, millions of good-paying jobs. Now Trump has turned it around. He's starting to bring manufacturing back. Companies like Apple are coming back. So Trump is starting to turn it around, but the mainstream media won't get off his back.
Also, we have the lowest black unemployment ever recorded since the Bureau of Labor Statistics was set up, but more than 60 years ago.
Yeah, and yet the whole African-American community is being trained to hate Trump, but Trump is bringing prosperity to everyone, including the African-American community. And so, you know, Trump knows what he's doing, and so we need to get behind him. We need to support. We need to be proud of this president.
Absolutely. So, again, that was number one. Just going back through some of these. ABC News, Brian Ross saying, oh, Flynn admits he's a Russian. You know, he met with them. They were in the campaign. Trump's a liar. They're all going to prison. We've got that. Brian Ross, ABC. CNN falsely says that WikiLeaks, gave them the secret code and that Trump released the WikiLeaks. I mean, again, most of this was released months before, a lot of it weeks before. Everyone was given the key. The key was put out online. I mean, if you want to get down to brass tacks, Paul Watson was usually there in it first, and the key was public, and ferreting it out. And they'd say, they're Russians! What, because I can go read WikiLeaks? Like Putin has to tell me, like Maxine Waters said, Putin tells him to say the swamp and tells him to say lock her up. Like Trump couldn't think of that on his own. Putin calls him and goes, listen, say drain the swamp, say lock her up, okay? I mean, those are like 100-year-old terms and stuff, but, you know, Putin said it.
Yeah, meanwhile, Alex, the mainstream media is completely ignoring all the evidence of Hillary Clinton's crimes, where when she was Secretary of State, the people she had one-on-one meetings with, Alex, more than 50% of them donated to the Clinton Foundation. Now, I don't know any sales field where you can get that kind of closing rate, but more than 50% of the people she sat down with one-on-one donated to the Clinton Foundation. Massive corruption.
Well, a lot of the emails read like, yeah, give us the 100,000, we'll send her your email. Okay, we got the 100,000. You ready for the meeting? We need 1 million.
Yeah.
Wow. 100 grand just to talk to her and say, will you meet? And then 1 million, 2, 3 million. I mean, this is incredible. Let's continue. Time falsely reported that President Trump removed a bust of Martin Luther King. They go into the meeting. All the reporters are there. People are standing in front of it. Other videos show it's there. The person's in the room with it, lying, saying it's not there because they're being encouraged to. They're not doing this on accident.
They are. And the whole agenda is to say Donald Trump is a racist. We hear this on CNBC. We hear it on CNN. They're openly calling Donald Trump a racist. Donald Trump is not a racist. And
people trying to keep everybody poor and under their thumb, they're the anti-humans.
Absolutely.
The globalist people farming us all. I don't care what color you are. Trying to keep us in poverty, keep us on welfare, keep us desperate so we can't, you know, stand on our own 2 feet. Number five, Washington Post falsely reported the president's massive sold-out rally in Pensacola had no one there because they showed photos, again, before it opened. Well, why didn't he do that for the inauguration? I was sure he'd do the inauguration. I was there when they wouldn't let us get in for hours, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And then again, they would show shots when they first opened the gates and said, look, nobody's there. I mean, think of the media that will lie that directly to you. Meanwhile, can you guys pull up how you did it last time? I don't know. But the CNN photo from behind the president of the sea of people. You can see me standing there, too. It's crazy. It's so HD. I'm down like in the fifth row or whatever. And boom, you can see all the way back miles and miles, solid people. And then juxtaposed, CNN shows you at high noon, no one was there.
It's insane, Alex. But, you know, the mainstream media, they're not going to let up on Trump because they want him out. It's kind of like a foreign entity has invaded the system. They desperately want to eject it. And that's why, you know what, we need to get Trump some backup because, you know what, they're going to keep lying. They're going to keep lying. And they call us fake news. You know, on the fake news list, my websites have been on there. Your websites have been on there because they hate us. They hate the American people. The elite want to continue to rule. But we're not going to let that happen.
And, you know, CNN did it, BBC did it, where they would say, here it is at noon, no one's there. But then their own HD photos show the thing backed up for miles.
Yeah, and so many people that we know personally came out from Idaho, came out to the inauguration. They told us it was packed, it was overflowing, but it doesn't fit the narrative.
No. We weren't there. There was no one there. You weren't there. I wasn't there. We're all liars. Let's continue here. CNN says so. Let's go on to the ones I haven't gotten to yet. CNN falsely edited a video. That's number six. To make it appear President Trump defiantly overfed fish during a visit with Japan's prime minister, Japanese prime minister actually led the way. You get them up. Everybody does. You do the same thing here. You got a tank in your backyard. You feed the fish. Kids come over. You go out with fish food. You throw a little to get them there. And then you throw the whole thing in. I mean, the Japanese do it the same as us rednecks here in Texas. What do you know?
Oh, it's absolutely. But every little thing Trump does, they're on it, you know, and they want to focus on it, make a real huge deal out of it. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton can have a trail of bodies going all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s, and they totally ignore it.
That's right. Let's move on to number seven, because we already got to the number one saying our economy wouldn't come back. CNN false reported about Anthony Scaramucci's meeting with Russia, but retracted it due to a significant breakdown in process. Number eight, Newsweek falsely reported that Polish First Lady did not shake President Trump's hand. Another total lie. There's video of that. CNN falsely reported that former FBI Director James Comey would dispute President Trump's claim that he was told he was under investigation. Then Comey did not, because the president recorded him. Number 10, the New York Times falsely claimed on the front page that Trump administration had hidden a climate report. And, of course, they later admit it wasn't true. Number 11, but not least, Russia collusion. Russia collusion is perhaps the greatest hoax perpetrated on the American people. There is no collusion, and it's all been proven. And I like how he took what we all thought would be first, Russian collusion, stuck it last, and said, look, that's all a bunch of bull. We know it. Let's celebrate our victory, the economy coming back, the industry coming back, but they're going to try to steal it in 2018. 2018 is everything. You've got a shot at winning in Idaho. We're going to talk about it with Michael Snyder, not just about his run as a family man and an educator and a patriot. We showed his website with he and his wife and great family. But we've got to win all across this country because they showed us in Alabama they're going to use fake polls, fake news, and they're going to have people come and vote the names of dead people. So election fraud is the enemy. We'll talk about it with Michael Snyder straight ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Michael Schneider, what a great, prolific writer, researcher, educator, involved in a lot of great political campaigns as well, now running for Congress, theeconomiccollapseblog.com. We carry almost all of his great work at InfoWars.com. He's in studio with us, and I'm very honored that out of all the big coverage of President Trump's fake news awards last night, that Matt Drudge thought our coverage was the best at DrudgeReport.com, and on the left-hand side is linked to us where you can see the president's coverage. And we're going to take the last two segments that we just did, post them to YouTube and Facebook, and post that in the article. So there's now a video element of the president's awards. But we've gone through those areas now. I want to shift gears into campaigns 2018. Again, Michael, we know it's in the WikiLeaks, but we knew this before. Jean Podesta says we got to go out 2 years ahead of the campaign, start financing all the major pollsters, like we've never done, to oversample Democrats, not just the normal 9 points, but 20, 30 points. Will dominate up front in the primaries and in the general. We cannot be stopped. Well, they were stopped. Okay. But with more, they kept saying 15, 20 points, 10 points behind. He lost by half a point, and we know that was dead people voting. So, boom, we know their strategy. Fraud to the core.
Yeah, absolutely. And they want to steal 2018, too. And 2018 is so key. If you're concerned about the future of the Trump movement, you got to get involved in 2018 races all over the nation.
Now, look how real this is. We have to fight really hard now because this is real. It's not perfect, but it's real.
Yeah, and they want to take out Trump so it doesn't even get to 2020, but we're not going to let that happen. We're going to get Trump some friends in Congress.
That's key. If they get the House or Senate, impeachment.
They're going to go full bore for impeachment. The Democrats have already said
we got to watch his back. He's delivering to us. We got to watch his back.
Yeah. And Alex, we want to focus on races around the country where we can win. For right now, 90% of the races, we know who's going to win, Republican or Democrat. But there's some races around the country, and my race is one of them, where it's completely wide open. Now, in my district in Idaho, the first congressional district, at this point, two-thirds of the voters are completely undecided with 4 months to go until the primary. The rest of the vote is split up. Very, very tight race. We're trending up. We can win this thing. Right now, it says the voter, in terms of voter identification, candidate name recognition, is below 15% for every single person in this race. Unprecedented. If we get to 30% voter identification, name recognition, we're going to win this thing. So we need everyone out there to get involved, to donate, to go to MichaelSnyderForCongress.com, to go on Facebook, our official Facebook campaign page, spread ourselves anyway. Because if you want to abolish the Federal Reserve, if you want to abolish the income tax, if you want medical marijuana, if you want to shut down the Big Brother spying, get involved in our campaign. Because I'm just not representing Idaho, but we're representing liberty, freedom. We're going to be like a Ron Paul when we
go to Washington. Well, sure, that's it. Imagine you up there. I mean, you're very eloquent, very well read, super smart, a family guy. Get a bunch of Michael Snyders in there. You'll be like 20 people because the bully pulpit. You will be annihilating them on the news shows. You'll be annihilating them on C-SPAN. You'll be whistleblowing on everything. You'll be backing the president when he's right, sending him signals when he's wrong. Notice every time Kelly comes out and says, oh, he's not going to build the wall. Trump goes, I didn't say that. That's not true. He is surrounded by people that do not have his back.
Yeah, we're going to build that wall. And in fact, any person running for Congress that doesn't want to build the wall should not be running for Congress. So I'm very proud to say I'm 100% pro-Trump. I love Donald Trump. I want to be Donald Trump's best friend in Congress. And no one's really taken up that mantle so far. Look, no one wants that title.
The Great Wall of China wasn't perfect, but it stopped the Mongol and Hun invasions 9 times out of 10. Okay, and you know, the wall around the Vatican, the rest of Rome got taken over by the Muslims for a while, not inside the Vatican because they had 200-foot walls. So what Kelly is doing is trying to moderate, to look like the president's moderating. He thinks he's helping because they're not going to build it across rivers. And so it's not going to be in the middle of desert zones where there's a mountain range that's a natural wall and you can't get there. They're going to put a fence up or something. I mean, obviously, but where there's ridges come together and you've got a valley and there's people coming across and that's a spot, no, there's going to be a wall there. And then they go, oh, he didn't build it 100%. The point is, we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, and we've got to do something about illegal immigration, because for years we've left the back door completely wide open. Meanwhile, the front door, legal immigration, is super complicated, takes forever, and incredibly expensive. I actually helped someone through that process.
That's been done by the Democrats on purpose.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we leave the back door completely wide open for drug dealers, for gang members, for lawbreakers, for Islamic terrorists. Whoever wants to come in, the back door is completely wide open. We need to shut the back door with a physical barrier so everyone that's coming into this country is coming through the front door.
Absolutely.
We're not anti-immigrant because Donald Trump's wife is a legal immigrant.
Well, that's another thing that the fake right wing does just to score points. And I'm not against Ann Coulter, but she just gets cheap shots all the time. Or she says things like, the Japanese ought to be happy Fukushima happened because radiation's good for you. And that's a real quote. She says things like, you know, Trump's going to sell us out on DACA and he screwed us over because he said, no DACA. He said not that version of DACA where you bring all these unvetted people in. But of course, if you've lived here 20 years, we're here when you were a kid and you're a good member of society, we'll get you a sped up path to citizenship. That's what he said back in the campaign. The media misrepresented what he said.
Absolutely. And Donald Trump has been very generous with the Democrats, saying, okay, hey, if you want to do a deal on DACA, okay, give me money for part of the wall. He didn't even ask for the whole wall, just for part of the wall. And the Democrats are saying no. And now we're facing this government shutdown again, Alex. And the Democrats are spoiled brats. They know that if they just stand firm and demand everything and say, okay, Republicans, give us everything and DACA too, that eventually they'll fold. And because the Republicans in Congress are spineless, they don't stand up for anything. They've been compromising for so long that, and the Democrats, they know if they just have a backbone, the Republicans will just.
That's right. And that's why they had Bannon not only bring in the wolves in sheep's clothing. We all got fooled. Then he's basically been kind of running the other races, letting those get sabotaged. So then the media can say, oh, this whole libertarian populist insurrection of the Republican Party, it's been defeated by the Republican establishment. No, the Republican establishment's all retiring. They know it's over. This is the time for maximum effort. And the globalists are really trying to fight us on that. Let's talk about good news here. It's on InfoWars.com. Three new criminal investigations opened in the last 3 weeks by the Justice Department and FBI. So good for the FBI doing your job. Finally not being, you know, at the top. Literal Clinton minions, as the emails and text messages show by the deputy director and all of them. Three of them. We have got the whole Uranium One has now been criminally reopened. We have the illegal servers been reopened. And most important, the Clinton Foundation has finally been opened for money laundering. And the media is barely even reporting it. It's like, oh, they're looking at some money transfers to the foundation from Australia. No. Three criminal investigations. They would say, you know, on the Saturday morning cartoons with the Super Friends, Aquaman summoned three giant whales. I mean, we have got three giant whales here that are real. Not like Russiagate. These things are bona fide like a rack of baby back ribs. You can sink your teeth into these.
Yeah, this is the real news. And everywhere I go in Idaho, I'm saying we need to send Hillary Clinton to prison. I'm not talking about nice country club prison. I'm talking about put her in an orange jumpsuit. It's a hardcore federal prison for the rest of her life, along with Bill Clinton, along with James Comey, along with Huma Abedin, along with John Podesta especially. And so we need Republicans in Congress who are going to be proud.
Remember Hillary? So why aren't you asking, why aren't I 50 points ahead? Are you guys hitting me on to play that? Because for me, the biggest news of 2017 was that they kept saying that he didn't really win and that she did when she got caught stealing, what, 5-6 states. They caught her trying to steal a bunch of other states. I mean, they caught her trying to steal the states.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have a track record of crimes going all the way back to Arkansas in the 1980s. So massive corruption, but we've got to restore the rule of law.
And how good is it that we are – I love your excitement – people say, why are you so excited, Alex? I've seen you, you know, in person here. You're relaxed because we're fighting criminals. The Clinton Crime Foundation is rocking on its last string. I mean, it is swinging in the wind, baby, and it's bing, 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 bing. You know, the rope is super thin right now, and I'm just sitting here with a big old hacksaw. Says, hey, folks, like a gremlin, help me saw this sucker, and bye-bye.
We're literally fighting for the future of this country, Alex. That's why we're so passionate, because we've got to restore the rule of law. Because our young people are looking at us today and they're saying, well, look, the top politicians, they don't have to follow the laws. They never get arrested. They never get prosecuted for anything, even though their crimes are open for all of us to see. But they never go to prison. So why don't we have a society where none of us get arrested, none of us get in trouble for anything, none of us get, and we'll see how that works out. No, we've got to restore the rule of law, because if we don't have the rule of law, we don't have anything.
Well said, Michael Schneider. You really need to be in Congress because, again, I've been reading your stuff for a decade, and it's just some of the best analysis out there. You got the passion, you got everything, great wife and family behind you. This is so exciting. And you were also telling me that you are dead heat right now. This is a wide open race in Idaho.
Yeah, it's super close. It's a razor-thin margin, and so we need everybody to get involved. Go to MichaelSnyderForCongress.com, get involved. We need more volunteers.
And listen, we don't go get the voter rolls and vote the names of dead people. We go get real people to vote. That's how we win, fair and square. You're going to win if people get behind you. We're going to be back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fuel your body with carnivore.